And I decided to do this show tonight instead of watching The Year Without a Santa Claus. So I'm a pretty strong person.
Well, couldn't you just DVR'd it?
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Board the Pod!
Welcome, everybody! Welcome to What the Puck! It's a Washington Capitals podcast. How's it going, everybody out there? Thank you for listening, streaming, or downloading on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Joining me, as always, we got my buddy Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm doing good, except I'm a little perturbed here. The Capitals are doing fairly well this week. They on Twitter, some people are saying that their first period up against the Tampa Bay Lightning may have been the best period they've had so far this season. And I've seen about a couple, maybe, you know, 8 minutes of hockey in the last week. So it seems as if I don't watch it. The Capitals do better.
We know what the bad luck charm is, and it's you.
Apparently it is.
Everybody out there, if the Caps are playing poorly, tweet Brandon. Tell him to turn off TV.
Turn the channel.
No, just TV off.
Just the whole thing? All right, fine.
Yeah, off. You're not allowed to watch TV.
Jesus. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of these games. Big news, I got to think, you know, after reading a lot of the reviews of the games and recaps and everything. Big story is Brooks Like. The guy's finally back from injury, and he's coming back all firing all cylinders.
He's back for now. And I will be as, unsure about him until he decides to stay healthy for a significant period of time. But, yeah, I mean, they played great. Since we last talked, they went 3-0. They beat Carolina and Jersey, which wasn't that big a deal because both of those are struggling teams. But the way they played against Tampa, even though they kind of let them hang around in the game, they were able to dominate that first period offensively, even though unfortunately they couldn't score. But they actually were able – the thing I've been crying about is the offensive possession. And they had a lot of it against Tampa, and so they played great. And Tampa's a very good team. And they're able to dominate them offensively at times. And so to be able to come out and get a win against Tampa Bay, I think was very telling about where this team may be. Now, if you go back and you look at that embarrassing loss to Toronto, I think that was not – I mean, it was bad, but it's not as bad as everybody made it out to be because it seemed like that was just sort of a blip on the radar. It wasn't going to be that big of a deal. Let's hope that the Tampa Bay win is not going to be the same thing and that it was just one game and they end up going back and regressing back to where they were before, that this is sort of the start of something new. And if the team can play the way they get against Tampa, against most teams, they might be all right.
Yeah, maybe the week before this was just, you know, they had too much turkey and still, like, getting back.
Dude,
getting
how do you explain the rest of the season?
I'm just trying to think of excuses
think
here.
Think positively.
Yeah, but here, Brooks Like's back. Mike Green's still out. Is there a chance that the two of them are the same person and they just, if one's injured, like, you know, the other one feels it type of thing?
You know, I can't think we've seen both guys in the same place at the same time recently, so there's certainly that possibility.
It's very, very possible. But hey,
no, look, I mean, Like's played great. He had two really good goals. The one against Tampa was great. The one he had against New Jersey, I thought, was phenomenal. And if he can keep playing the way he's playing, he's going to make it hard to keep him on that third line. I think a guy like Troy Brouwer, who did score the other night, is struggling to put pucks in the back of the net. And unless he starts doing it more consistently, he may find himself either out of a jersey or in a different one.
That's a very good point. That is very something that could definitely happen. But like, how do you say that about a guy who, you know, made it a 2-point game in the third up against Tampa Bay? He's the guy they're giving out that Honest Abe hat beard thing to, like, player of the game in the locker room, and it was Troy Brouwer up against Tampa Bay. He's the one that got it. So he's definitely been struggling, but he's got the support of the team, and when it counts, it seems like you can at least count on him to be there.
Well, we haven't really been able to count on anybody to be there this season. But I think we can't sort of account for just one game. It has to be account for an entire season. The game against Tampa was just Brouwer having one solid game and doing very well, and he did play well against Tampa. But and you know, hopefully that's the start of him starting to play better and put pucks in the back of the net more. But if it's not and he goes back to struggling offensively, then there's going to be an opportunity for him to get potentially moved out and moved on to another team. But he's not the one guy I'm really concerned about right now. The guy I'm concerned about right now is Jason Chimera.
Okay.
See, Chimera, for me, it showed in the game against Tampa last night where they had offensive possession and they were moving the puck around. And he got it, I believe it was along the boards, and he sort of skated it out to the top. And he didn't just turn the puck over, and the other guys were able to go on a break. The Tampa guy went on a breakaway, and luckily two of the Caps players were able to get back and break it up. Before he got a decent shot on net. But Chimera has been struggling all season. He got bumped down to the fourth line. And if they want to free up some cap space and they bring up a guy like Chris Brown, who I think right now it looks like he can produce the same as Chimera, you could see him being a guy that's moved out. I do think this team is going to have a trade coming in the next – probably the next couple of weeks you're going to see somebody moved around. You know, who it may be is a different story. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Chimera has moved out to free up some cap space. It's not a lot of cap space, but you can free up some of that cap space and potentially bring in – you're not going to get a great return, but you might be able to bring in somebody that can help out and put the puck in the net a little bit more and play a little better than Chimera's been playing this season.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what they do. I definitely agree with you. Somebody's going to get moved out. I don't know who. It could be Chimera. It could be Brouwer. You know, he's not really doing anything now, but John Erskine's always had a chance of being moved out as well, and the Capitals have tried to move him out in the past.
Yeah, but you're not going to get anything for him, especially now that he's hurt or has been hurt or something is wrong with him.
Yeah, and you know, he's probably played his last hockey in Washington already, but we'll see what happens down the road. But let's talk about this guy. He might be moved out, but only for a short time and possibly coming back. But Andre Barkovsky, where is this guy gone? Here he comes, you know.
The press box?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. He started off this season. He was the first Capital to get a goal in this season. He looked great the first couple weeks, and something's happened where he's not producing in any way. He's already been scratched twice, and now they're talking about moving him to the Swedish team for the World Juniors that happens right after Christmas. I don't know if that would be the worst thing in the world for him. Him going there and playing against guys his own age and maybe boosting up his confidence a little bit and then coming back to the NHL level, that might be a good thing for him.
Well, it looks like the last time Burakovsky got a point was the goal in the game against the Islanders on the 28th. I think that was only one. So I honestly, I mean, sort of, it's been interesting to watch on Twitter as to whether people think that Burakovsky should go to World Juniors or not. And I think the best thing for him right now is to gain some confidence. And I think to do that, you send him to World Juniors. Yeah, he's not playing against the same level he's playing at in the NHL. And so that may not help him progress quite the same way, but it does give him that confidence back so that when he comes back to Washington or wherever they may be in his first game back, he has that confidence that he had at the beginning of the season. I think he's lost some of that a bit. I think he sat the last two nights, part because they sat him initially to that he could, you know, learn a little bit more from the press box, just like they've been doing with Kuznetsov. But also I think Kuznetsov is gaining a lot of confidence. You could see that in the game against Tampa where he was making some moves on players that he has yet to really do this season. I think he's definitely getting more comfortable in the system. He's been playing really well in that second line with Marcus Johansson and Troy Brouwer. And I think the fact that Kuznetsov is playing better is part of the reason that Burakovsky is sitting down right now. It's also, you know, it's tough to have both of these guys in the lineup right now in terms of their inexperience and where you play them both. I think one or the other is going to play on the second line no matter what. And the question is, where do you put the other guy? You put Burakovsky on the third line, which bumps out Fair. That's highly unlikely. So then you're going to have to play him on the fourth line. So, you know, and then you have to bump out somebody for that spot. So it's a little tough right now to see who's going to be playing where. So I think with the way the team is playing right now, with the guys, I don't know if they really have anybody in the minors besides Chris Brown that they've been bringing up to play off, you know, as a forward. But I think, you know, he's not gone for that long. So if you let him go, I think that's fine. And then you get him back. And as long as he doesn't get injured, then I think it's okay.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Burakovsky. I would be okay with him going over there and playing in World Juniors. That is definitely a huge thing. It's a way bigger deal over in Europe than it is here in the U.S. So I think he would actually be good to do that. Madison Bowie, he was also a Capitals prospect. He was invited to the Canadian World Juniors practice or tryout or whatever.
Yep. Thing.
Yeah, no word yet on if he's actually going to make it or not, but it's nice to see that one of the Caps prospects was invited. That was pretty cool. We should talk about this guy, though. Big Caps player here making the rounds this week, Jay Beagle. This guy's looking good. He's done his fair share of work this past week getting goals, and there was a stat out there that when Jay Beagle scores, the team does not lose. Very interesting. Very interesting fact.
I don't know if there's quite that connection because he doesn't score all that often. He's got what? He's got 4 goals this season, so he's already tied at what he was at last season in 40 less games. So that's certainly good. No, I think Beagle's been playing very well. He's got 6 points on the season, 4 of those, as I said, are goals. But he's a -4, which isn't, you know, the best thing in the world, especially for a guy that plays as a fourth-line, checking-the-line guy. But he's doing all right. I mean, he's what? In the last 5 games, he's got 2 points, both goals. He got one in Jersey and then one in – which was the game winner, and then the one against Carolina. So I think that was certainly good for him. I think – I mean, he's they're not asking him to do too much, which I think is the most important thing. He's not out there on the first line where he's clearly going to be overwhelmed. You know, he's out there on the fourth line where he should be. He's playing with guys like Lotta and Chimera and O'Brien when he was up, and just and you know, those kind of guys. And so I think he's doing what he should be doing. He's playing on the fourth line. Maybe he's a fill-in on the third line as a surround. I think interesting they've been playing him on the wing. You know, he sort of his first couple of years in the NHL, he was playing as a center, and they're playing him on the wing now. And I guess maybe that's helped a little bit in terms of his scoring. And so I think Beagle's doing fine. I think he's great on the fourth line. I think there's no reason to take him out of the lineup.
No, absolutely nothing. No reason to take him out.
Who's
at all.
Who's he on the fourth line with? I'm totally blanking on it at the moment. Besides, it's him, Chimera, and Lotta. Lotta's going to center. Lotta. Fourth lines are fine. I see no reason to be concerned. Chimera a little bit, but I mean, they're doing a good job of cycling the puck when they keep it in. They forecheck very well, and so Chimera is really my biggest concern right now. Chimera and Brouwer and Like, but that's only because Like can't stay healthy. If Like can stay healthy, then he's less of a concern.
It's very interesting to think about this because I think it was just last season Jay Beagle was sitting a lot and Lotta was playing. I think it was you and myself and Dave, who I think is with Stars and Sticks now. We all were talking on Twitter about how a line with Lotta and Beagle and possibly somebody like Fair on that line would be a really good lineup for a fourth or third line for the Capitals. So to see Beagle and Lotta actually working together, I'm a big fan of that.
We were calling for that, I think, over the summer and stuff and last season. And for whatever reason, it did not seem that Oates was a big fan of Beagle, but it seems to be working fine this season. I think that that Trotz is a big fan of him, and every once in a while you see that dude Dave. He will start complaining about Beagle playing over Burakovsky, and I'm like, dude, they're playing. I don't say anything to him, but it's like they're playing different roles, so the complaint shouldn't be that one's playing over the other. Right now, it's Kuznetsov or Burakovsky at the moment until someone gets moved out and a spot opens up. It's kind of those two guys almost against one another.
Well, like, yeah, because I don't see Beagle and Burakovsky playing the same role. To me, Beagle is a grinder. Beagle is more defense than he is offense. And he's the guy to go out there to give the other lines a breather. He's the guy to go out there to make the other team kind of work for a little bit harder. He's the guy that goes into the corners and he'll fight for that puck and he'll give his whole heart out there. But he's a grinder. He's not the – Burakovsky's more flash. He's fast. You know, he's the guy that you pass the puck to and he skates as hard as he can to the net and tries to get a goal. Beagle's not that guy. Beagle's a grinder. He's gonna fight for pucks. He's gonna be a hard worker, and you can expect a good game from both of them. But they're not the same role.
Yeah, I think if anybody's gonna be worried about their spot in the lineup right now, it's Jason Chimera. I think if you want to bring somebody back and play him on the fourth line, you can move Lotta over to the wing because I don't think they're gonna play Burakovsky or Kuznetsov on the wing, and then you can have one of Burakovsky or Kuznetsov centering Lotta and Beagle, and just put Chimera in the press box because right now he's not getting it done. He's doing great speed wise, but he's not scoring goals. He's turning the puck over in bad positions, and he's not doing what he's been brought here to do, was brought here to do a long time ago. And you know, I like Jason Chimera, I like the player a lot, but if he's not going to play, he's not going to help the team out enough, then it's got to be a business at some point. It's got to be, what have you done for me lately? And if it's not good enough, then you're moved out.
Yeah, that's the way it is. And let me ask you this. It's just going back as like a way to wrap this up. This past week, we've seen three good games. We've seen very positive remarks on Twitter and everything about how the Capitals are performing. Do you feel as if the Capitals have kind of turned a corner? Do you feel as if they have finally figured out, and maybe Barry Trotz has also figured out who's got like, you know, whose strengths lie where? Do you feel as if this team is finally back to like the way it should look, besides, you know, Dmitry Orlov? What is it about this week? Should we expect this team to continue to progress, or was this just kind of a fluke week? Personally, to me, I think this is a good thing because they beat some good teams. I mean, Tampa Bay is a really good team. I believe they're leading the Atlantic Division right now.
Yeah.
So for the Capitals to go against a team like that and show up and play a good game like that, and I think they lost the lead maybe once or twice, but I mean, it wasn't anything big last night. They played a full 60 minutes. I was impressed with what they did.
Yeah, I mean, the team has played, they played well. They were able to go out. The Carolina game was a little nerve-wracking because they dominated for part of that game, and they still only were able to win 2-1. The New Jersey game was much better in the fact that they were able to control the flow of the way the game was going for most of the part. And the Tampa Bay game was great. And the best thing about this is all three of those were all on the road. So they went into someone else's house and played exceptionally well. And that's important over the season, that you can play well on the road. You should normally be able to play very well at home. The Caps have been struggling with that this season. But be able to go on the road in those games against, they're not New Jersey and Carolina are not great teams, but they are tough teams to play against, Tampa especially. And to be able to go out and get three wins, I think was great. And I don't think it's necessarily a turning point just yet, only because the sample size is not big enough. I would wait until after the next visit to New Jersey on Saturday the 20th, and that will tell you as to where this team is, because they have two home games coming up, and then they have three on the road. That will tell you where this team is at in terms of whether they've turned the corner or this is just a hot streak.
Well, I hope they've turned that corner. That's what I'm excited about. Hopefully they have done it, but we'll see in the future. I guess before we go any further talking about the Capitals, we should talk about the Epic Series. The Winter Classic is coming up in a very, very short time, less than a month now. But Epics will begin airing their NHL show, Road to the Winter Classic, starting next Tuesday on, Tuesday, December 16th at 10 p.m. You and I were talking beforehand, and we're trying to figure out, like, how you sign up for it and how you see it. Apparently, Epics is doing, like, a free trial type of thing where you sign up for them, and I'm sure they're going to take, like, your credit card information and everything. But you just got to make sure you cancel it before the free trial is over. But you can watch it, apparently, on epics.com/NHL, NHL.com. Apparently, you can watch it on the Epics and NHL Facebook pages. You can watch it on the app, the official app for the NHL. And Epics is available on Android, iOS, Xbox 360, PS3, PS4, Roku, and Windows 8. So definitely going all over the place, you know, trying to reach as many people as possible. But I'll be watching. I'm excited to see how this differs from the NHL, and I'm hoping they do a good job. And it's not like it's not available in a lot of places. There's plenty of places for you to view it, so I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I was definitely disappointed when it came out that that HBO wasn't doing it this year.
No, no Liev Schreiber. How sad is that?
Yeah, dude, I didn't even know for the longest time that was him.
Really?
For the longest time, I can't remember which one it was. It might have been, I think it was the Caps one, but it might have been something else where I remember I was watching at the end, it has the credits, and it was like narrated by Liev Schreiber, and I was like, what? And then when you know and you hear it, you're like, okay, yeah, that is him. All right, yeah, no, totally him. But then I had no freaking clue that was him. No, I mean, I think it'll be fun. I think it's four episodes, right?
Four episodes, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember first we were talking about it a couple of months ago, and they were like, it's just going to be two. And we were like, what the hell? But no, it's going to be four, so that's going to be cool. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not giving them my credit card, so I'll, you know, figure out something to watch it.
I'm excited to see what they do. It's funny, when they did the first series and Liev Schreiber was attached to it, at the Caps convention that next year, they had an HBO executive and a director or producer come to the convention and talk to us about it. And he said that they were filming, like they had, you know, two separate groups filming the Capitals, then the Penguins, and they would get done the episode and they would send Liev Schreiber a script and like a little QuickTime file, and he was just on a movie set somewhere, and he would just read it into a microphone and then send them the QuickTime file, and they would add it to the episode. So I always thought like he watched it and like he was into it and he was a big hockey fan.
I mean, he got time for that.
Yeah, but dude's
big
busy.
Big time movie actor.
Yeah, dude's busy, but like I thought his voice added so much to the drama of the series, and little did I know that he wasn't watching it. He wasn't invested in it at all. He's just, you know, it's a paycheck and he's doing his voiceover work. But
well, he might be invested. You don't know.
I mean, sure.
He goes home and makes some popcorn in his.
He's just like one of us.
Does they have a popcorn maker that's a Stanley Cup?
Oh yes, they do. And
yeah,
I wanted,
bet you he has one of those
so badly.
And he makes the actually probably Kiefer Sutherland has one of those. Jack Bauer would have one of those. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know who the narrator is going to be. I just hope it's a lot of fun and that the Caps end up winning in the end because they won the last one. Suck it, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I want the Stanley Cup beer mug. That's what I really want. You know, if we're gonna drink out of the Stanley Cup, I'm gonna need a beer mug of it. But I'm not gonna do it until the Capitals win. So that's what I'll be waiting on. Anything else we should talk about in Caps world?
Nah, man, that's pretty much it. It's gonna be interesting to see where this team goes going forward in the next couple of games. Are gonna be very telling as to whether this past week was just a hot streak or if this team might be for real.
It's always funny when the Capitals are doing well. Our shows are always so much shorter.
Well, there's less to complain about. I mean, if you want to, I can find something to complain about.
No, Mike, I don't want you to complain.
Mike Green, trade him. No, I don't know. I'm hesitant to say whether to trade Mike Green or not.
If that's
there's a market for him.
It's the same thing as Brooks Like. If the dude can stay healthy,
not a different market.
He's a if they can stay healthy, then they're both great additions to this team. If they can't stay healthy, that they can't get big contracts because it's too much cap space.
See, that's the thing, though. Green has a different market, and I think he is a bigger commodity in the NHL because of the way he can move the puck up the ice. The Capitals don't have anyone that can do what he does in terms of moving the puck up the ice and the offense that he brings to the team. But they do have a lot better players on defense now. You have Niskanen, who's starting to chip in with some goals. You have Orpik back there, who doesn't score goals, but he's better defensively. Carlson is doing some stuff offensively. Hillen still can't shoot to save his life. And you have Orlov, who, you know, is going to return sometime between now and the year 3000. So you have players now that you can build around that aren't named Mike Green. So if someone comes to you and says, hey, I'll give you this, this, and this, and you're like, that's really helpful. We'll give you a second-line center, a defenseman, or, you know, a defensive prospect or something like that. You'll be like, and a good draft pick, you know, none of that's going to happen. But if they give you a good deal, the Caps may have to be, you know what, let's do it. Let's make the trade.
We'll see what happens. We really will. Well, I don't know what they're going to do, but we'll see what happens. So if that's it for what's going on in Caps world, we are going to go down on the farm. But before we do that, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
We are going to talk Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. We are going down on the farm. Oh, man, what do I call you this time?
No, just go into it.
Milkman Dan, how's it going?
You already used that one.
I know. It's going to get a thing going.
You're trying to be Dr. Cox from Scrubs. Is that what's going on?
You're a big Scrubs fan. That's like the third time you've referenced Scrubs.
Scrubs is great. Don't you knock it.
Hey, no, I will tell you this. I enjoyed Scrubs. I watched every season, even the one where they tried to bring in a new cast and no one liked it with Dave Franco. But I will tell you this.
That was terrible. Except for the hot Australian chick.
Right, yes. This is the thing, though. A couple New Year's Eves ago, I went over a friend's house, and he was like, oh, we're going to have a big party New Year's Eve. It's going to be great. Little did I know that his idea of, hey, this is going to be a great party for New Year's Eve, was watching 4 to 5 hours of Scrubs.
That sounds like a good party to me, man.
Good party on a Friday night, not New Year's Eve. I wanted to see some ladies, and I didn't see any. But that's
kind of good looking, man. I
like the blonde chick. Yeah, she was nice. But I don't want to do that on New Year's Eve. 4 hours of Scrubs. I'm like, all right, well, it's 11:30. I guess I should be out of here. Bye. Anyway.
Watch the ball drop. Ah, this show just went totally off the rails.
That's okay.
All right, going back down to the farm. Since we last talked, Hershey went 2-1 with wins over Bridgeport and Wilkes-Barre Scranton, and a loss on Teddy Bear Toss Night Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Yeah, it's highly unfortunate.
Do you know who got the goal to start everybody throwing the Bears?
I saw it on Twitter, and I can't remember. Who was it?
It was Binky Stephen Oleksii.
Yes, it was Oleksii. Yes, that was it. Didn't I mean, was it Hershey? Someone dove into all the Bears.
Probably. You got to look it up. There was a game at Cornell where they did a bear toss, and somebody brought one of those giant bears that you can't even fit in a car and threw it over the ice. It was really funny.
At that point, the players turn around. They're like, and like running out of the way. Let's see. Hershey's next home game is on Saturday, the 13th, against Binghamton, and the first 5,000 fans get a Dane Byers bobblehead. Which, I don't know, I thought that'd be kind of cool.
I was thinking about
going up
there for that.
They already have better promotional material than the Capitals.
That's very true, they do.
Caps ones are terrible. The Bears are currently second in the East Division with a record of 13-9-2, good for 28 points. Two behind first place Wilkes-Barre Scranton. So that second loss on Teddy Bear Toss Night, that was an important game to be able to get first potentially in their division. Now, South Carolina went 3-1 with wins over Elmira, Reading, and Cincinnati, but unfortunately they also lost to Reading. Their next home game is this Saturday against Greenville. The Stingrays are currently tied for fourth in the East Division with a record of 10-10-4, good for 24 points, putting them 5 points behind first place Florida. So they're moving up.
Moving on up.
Just a little bit. In prospect news, forward Stan Galeev is sixth on the team, that being Hershey, in scoring with 7 goals and 2 assists in 17 games. I think he's actually picking it up recently. And he had, I want to say, 2 or 3 games in a row where he had a goal.
Oh, really?
Or something like that. So it looks like he's picking things up a little bit. And then goalie Philip Grabauer is 9-6-2 with a 2.16 GAA and a .922 save percentage in 17 games played. And finally, the Capitals recently sent down Aaron Volpatti. He is supposed to be practicing with the Bears, and then we'll make a decision to see how he feels, I guess, in terms of when he'll be playing with Hershey in their next couple of games. But I mean, I don't know if he'll be playing for the Caps anytime soon. But
do you think they're going to, like, keep him? Like, because they can't keep him in the AHL. He can only play, like, 2 or 3 games.
Well, no, they'd have to, like, send him down officially.
Right. So he'd have to go on waivers.
They could keep him as long as somebody doesn't pick him up. But I got to be honest, I don't see anybody picking him up. And not personal, but if someone does, it's not a big loss. I mean, right now, there are so many guys I would think that are – I mean, maybe Trotz can get more out of him than the other guys have before, but I don't see any reason to keep him on the roster right now.
Yeah.
And the Caps, that is.
Aaron Volpatti, he's not the greatest hockey player in the world. I definitely don't think he's the worst guy we've had on this team, but I think he's more of a guy
that's
who
– That's John Erskine.
He kind of fits more on the AHL level, I think. I think he could really excel there. I don't know if he can really excel.
Good guy for Hershey.
Yeah, I think he'd be like a good addition for Hershey. I just don't think he'd be anybody's first choice for the Capitals, but I don't know.
He's signing my 25th choice for the Capitals right now. Oh, that was mean. Sorry. Okay, but yeah, that's what's going on down on the farm.
All right, very cool. So next up, here we go. We went down to the farm. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, here we go. We are going around the NHL. Coach Dan, he's going to keep us up to date, letting us know what's going on. So, Coach Dan, tell us, how busy? Who's got concussed? Who's been suspended this week in the NHL?
I do have suspension, but we'll get to that in a moment. Let's start up in Ottawa, where longtime Senator Daniel Alfredson announced his retirement last Thursday after spending 13 of his 18 NHL seasons as captain of the Senators. He also played 1 year in Detroit. Now, he finishes his career with 426 goals, 682 assists, totaling 1,108 points in 1,178 games. All Ottawa records. He signed a ceremonial agreement, which enabled him to warm up with the Senators before a game one last time, which I actually thought was really cool of them to do. George Parros announced his retirement last Friday. He played 9 years in the league with LA, Colorado, Anaheim, Florida, and Montreal, scoring 18 goals, 36 points, and finishing with 1,092 penalty minutes in 474 games. He was mostly big when he was in Anaheim and because he had that massive mustache, if anybody remembers George Parros. Anaheim will retire Teemu Selänne's number 8 on January 11th in their game against Winnipeg. Selänne retired after last season. Speaking of Anaheim, they signed the most interestingly crazy man in hockey in Ilya Brizgalov to a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Financial terms were not disclosed. He's back! He's back in the AHL, and he's probably still crazy. Ottawa fired head coach Paul McLean on Monday, replacing him with assistant coach Dave Cameron. McLean, who won the Jack Adams in 2013, leaves the Senators with a record of 114 wins, 90 losses, and 35 overtime losses. I almost said ties, and I was like, nope, that's soccer. That goes to show you, it's what have you done for me lately. The guy won the Jack Adams, and then, 2 years later, he's out. Winnipeg forward Evander Kane was suspended for 2 games. There's your suspension. He was suspended for 2 games for boarding Anaheim defenseman Clayton Stoner. At least it wasn't a check to the head.
Well, hey, we're progress.
No, we're progressing, people. We're becoming less and less mean. Our hockey players, anyways. And finally, Darren Drager recently tweeted that Minnesota and Denver are the front runners for Stadium Series outdoor games next year. Winnipeg is likely to host the Heritage Classic, which that's going to be really cold.
Isn't
Winnipeg one of like the coldest cities in Canada?
Yeah, remember
that area?
Yeah, wasn't it the Heritage Classic a couple years ago when it was Vancouver against Calgary? It was in Calgary, I believe, and like they had to continuously stop because the ice was breaking so poor or so badly because it was so incredibly cold.
That That just seems dangerous. The Winter Classic for next year apparently is still up in the air. I want to see in Minnesota, I want to see the Wild against the Dallas Stars. So you have the old North Stars versus the new North Stars. I think that would be pretty cool. And I'm calling it right now that within the next couple of years, we're going to have a Stadium Series game. Orioles, dummy. Capitals versus Flyers in Baltimore at Camden Yards.
Yes!
I have absolutely no way of knowing if this is ever going to happen. I just think that would be really cool, and I would bet something like that is going to happen in the next couple of years.
Oh, my God. You just made me so happy.
That would be cool because you'd be able to go – you'd have fans for both, which, I mean, as a Caps fan, sucks, but whatever. But I think it would be really cool to go to Camden Yards to have a game there. I think it would be a lot cheaper than going to the Winter Classic, and I just think that would be a lot of fun to see. Yeah, I was going to say they have the Caps guys in, like, orange jerseys because they're at Camden Yards, but then the Flyers are orange too, so screw that plan.
Yeah, but, I would love to see it.
Be a lot of fun.
I don't know if Peter Angelos, the owner of the Orioles, will ever let that happen, but I would be down for that.
Why would he not? He'd get money. He's in the winter, so it's not like it's...
Because he's such an idiot.
Wait, when's the Stadium Series? Those games are
February.
Usually... Yeah, so it doesn't impact the Orioles at all. They're down, the pitchers and catchers are down in wherever they... Where are they now?
Sarasota.
Is it Sarasota?
Yeah.
Okay, they're down there doing their stuff. Not Nick Markakis. But some of the other guys are down there, and so although he's not a pitcher or catcher, so I don't know what that had to do with anything. But yeah, I think I would not be surprised to see a Stadium Series game in Baltimore in the next couple of years. But yeah, that's the news from the past week in the NHL.
I am a fan of your line of thinking. I think we do need to have
some
hockey.
Many great ideas on this show.
We do. And
we got a good one from a couple weeks ago, and I don't remember what it was.
That's how good it was.
What was it again?
I don't know.
You remember?
No, I don't.
I have no idea what it was. It just like popped in my head, but I can't remember specifics.
What I want, and I think this needs to be done, is that I think the NHL, they need to have a team go into the Winter Classic or even one of these Stadium Series that used to be another team, and I want them to use an old-school logo. I want a friggin' Whalers jersey again, man. I want to see a Whalers jersey again. Or, like you said, like the North Stars. Where are North Stars?
Carolina guys own that. And I'm guessing Dallas owns the North – well, I don't know if the owners – I mean, I'm fairly certain that the owners of the Hurricanes own the rights to the Whalers and all that merchandise. And then – I can't say specifically regarding Dallas and whether they own the North Star stuff, but that would be kind of cool to have the Wild have like the North Stars jerseys.
Yeah, and apparently, like, I've shown a lot of the Wild logo to a lot of people that I know that are like graphic designers, and they can't stand that Wild logo because they said it makes no sense. And
it's all right. There's way too much going on though.
Yeah, there's way too much going on. But yeah, and we'll see who's got the better jerseys because I mean. Capitals don't really have one to beat here. It's kind of like, oh, you didn't do anything to your jersey. Nicely done. Nicely done.
I like the Caps. Were we talking Winter Classic?
Yeah, Winter Classic.
Dude, don't even get me started. You're just going to make me mad over again. I get frustrated.
All right, well, I think that's pretty much it for What the Puck this week. If you want to continue the conversation, talk even more puck with Dan or I, make sure you tweet to us. Tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. You can also occasionally find me at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads, which I guess soon will include Dane Byers.
Again, you can get
Saturday the 13th in Hershey if you are one of the first 5,000 fans. And that stadium seats, what, like 12?
Yeah, it's a great place to go see an NHL game or AHL game.
That would be crazy.
I went last year to see the Bears, and that was for Joel Reklich, Bobble Fist Night. And that was really fun, but he's no longer with them this season. And he's the guy.
A friend of mine may have gotten me that. He lives up in PA, and he was at like a store or something. He may have found one.
Oh, cool. The funniest thing is that he got benched the night of his bobblehead night. He only played like one period. But Caps Outsider, they got to get on this, and I want to see this slap shot for December. I'm still waiting for it, but maybe in another week or two, we'll see. Hopefully somebody's going to get it on Saturday when the Caps are home again. Make sure you follow the show on Twitter at WTP_podcast. The show is also on Facebook, facebook.com/WTP podcast. That way you guys will know the second a new show comes out. Also, go like Brando Cash Entertainment, facebook.com/BrandoCash, and go to BrandoCash.com for more information about What the Puck and The Call and WELF and videos and photos that we also do at Brando Cash Entertainment. We're always trying to add new stuff to the website, so check that out. It's Christmas time. It is the holiday season. Happy holidays to everybody out there. You don't have to get Coach Dan or I anything except help us spread the word.
You can get me stuff.
You can get Coach Dan stuff, but all I'm asking for is for you guys to tell people about What the Puck.
I'm selfish.
get Coach Dan a jersey or a puck or
Scantron. Yeah, not a Winter Classic one.
Just me. It's simple. You know, he's being greedy. You know, get him those Christmas shoes those guys are always singing about in that really depressing Christmas song. Get him Christmas shoes. That's what you do. That, well, you know, Christmas.
I have no idea what you're talking
come
about.
Come on, you know that terrible song, the Christmas shoes about a kid who's buying shoes for his mother who's dying because he wants her to have nice shoes in front of Jesus?
I legitimately have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you are so lucky
again,
never to have heard
this. Again, this show is going off the rails.
You're so lucky to never have heard that song. It's so
bad. I heard of it, I just don't pay attention.
Oh, man, I'm gonna send you a link to that.
No, don't do it.
But anyway, so I'm asking you guys, please, we do this show completely for free. You guys download it for free. All you got to do is spread the word about this podcast. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you are social on the web. Let people know, hey, I'm a Caps fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you guys should too, because it's a good show, and these guys are pretty funny, and sometimes they go off the rails and don't know what they're talking about. All right, so next game's coming up until we talk again. The Capitals are up against the Blue Jackets at home in the phone booth. That game is December 11th at 7 o'clock. If you aren't there in person, it will be on Comcast Sportsnet. Then on Saturday, December 13th, the Capitals are up against the Tampa Bay Lightning. This time, they come to our barn, 7 o'clock, Comcast Sportsnet. And then the Capitals are on the road going back down to sunny Florida. How cool is it they get to go to Florida in the middle of December? On Tuesday, December 16th, the Capitals are up against the Panthers. That game is at 7:30, and that is on Comcast Sportsnet Plus. So you got a big night on Tuesday night. You got the Capitals and Panthers, and then you got the Epics series right after. So that's pretty cool. But anyway, Capitals, they look good this past week. Hopefully they can keep it going. Hopefully they look good in front of those Epics cameras as well. We're getting closer to the Winter Classic. So everybody out there, let's say it together. Let's go, Caps!
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.